We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we are here again in your house, Father, to worship you. Father, thanking you that you have did everything for us. And Father God, we appreciate it. We thank you, Father. We love, we adore you, and we can't wait to get to heaven, Father. But we don't want to go right now, but we appreciate it, Father. Lord, I ask you, Lord, through me by your Holy Spirit, Lord, what you want me to say, Father God. Help me hold off on the ones you don't want me to say, Lord. And Father, give your children listening hearts, ears, and minds, Father, to take in what the Spirit is saying. And I thank you very much, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Just three little funnies. Okay. Oh, these are advice from kids. Remember, advice from kids. Never tell your mom her diet's not working. Don't pick on your sister when she's holding a baseball bat. And never try to baptize a cat. Okay. I'm teaching on fear not. Okay, I'm going to start with, according to Strong's Concordance, it's the first time God says that. Genesis 15:1. He says, "Fear not, Abram. I am your shield and your exceeding great reward." Okay. Then it goes on to say in Genesis, second time, Genesis 21:16-17. That's Genesis 21:16-17. Okay. Hagar was lost wandering in the wilderness. She lifted up her voice and wept. Then God said, God heard the voice of the lad. It didn't say you heard her voice. It says, I looked three times. God heard the voice of the lad that she put over there because she didn't want to see him die. So she was way over here. He heard the voice of the lad. I think maybe because that was the seed of Abraham was. Okay. Then the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, "What troubles you, Hagar? Fear not," the angel said, "for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is," underneath the bush. She put him there, okay, in the desert. "Arise, raise up the youth, and support him with your hand, for I will make him a great nation." I have a little trouble right here, okay. Okay, just a little foundation, then I'm going somewhere. Okay, Galatians 3:7-9 says, Galatians 3:7-9. "Therefore, know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. And the scriptures, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, 'In you, Abraham, all the nations shall be blessed.' So then, those who are of faith," people who are born again, "those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham." That means all of Abraham's blessings are ours, plus all our ones after the cross. Okay. Genesis 26:24. "And the Lord appeared to Isaac the same night and said, 'I am the God of Abraham, your father. Fear not.'" Now that's the third or fourth time. "Fear not, for I am with you, and will favor you with blessings and multiply your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham." Okay, I'm just trying to get that into your spirit. Fear not. God wants to, all through the Bible, from the very beginning to the end. Okay, Genesis 50:21. Genesis 50:21. This is Joseph talking to his brothers. "Now therefore, fear not, do not be afraid. I will provide and support you and your little ones." And he comforted them, imparting cheer, hope, strength, and spoke to their hearts. Do you see God's kindness? Do you see God's kindness and love for his people? Hebrews 3:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I always say, thank you, Jesus Christ, you're the same today, yesterday, and forever. I like to put it because I'm on it today, okay? I need it today, okay? He does not change. He has not changed. Back then, he said, fear not. He means it now. Now think about it. How much more can we believe God will take care of all of our problems? We have a better covenant through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, okay. Just, I think, a few more scriptures. Okay, Isaiah, I know you all know this one, but it's, I mean, it's so good. I mean, I run to this one. Okay, of course, I memorized it. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. You know, that's the one reason I memorized that is when I used to fly to see my mama. Alabama to Michigan all the time. And I'm not kidding you. I'm on the plane with my Bible open to that scripture. And I don't look out the thing, you know. Do not look anxiously about you, you know. And it's bumping up and down. I remember a real lot of turbulence one time, real bad. But my eyes are right on that scripture. Do not look anxiously about you, for I am your God. Yes. That is a powerful scripture. Yes. Okay. And I don't know if you guys probably know this song. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord. It's a catchy little thing because you know what? You may not be able to memorize right now, but you can do a tune. You know, a catchy little tune, you know. I believe God wants us to sing all the time. I'm just not kidding you. He wants us to sing all the time. We sure sing with the jingles on television, you know what I mean? Before you know it, you're singing them. You don't even know you're singing them. Okay, this is a prophecy. Now, I usually don't ever write down a prophecy, really, unless it's from Copeland or Jesse or Jerry, you know, Seville. And I found this in my drawer, and it said, those speaking and singing to themselves will be inwardly infused with power, joy, peace, and strength. Start singing, y'all. Okay. Luke 1:11-13. That's Luke 1:11-13. This happened to Zechariah. And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord, standing at the right of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled and gripped, in trouble. Fear gripped him. But the angel said, do not be afraid. Your petition has been heard. Just a couple more. Luke 5:10. Jesus said to his disciples, do not fear. Luke 8:50, Jesus said, do not be afraid, only believe. Now that's a good one right there. You could preach that, Pastor. I know you could. Just only believe, do not fear. Just go over to this side and don't forget about that side. Okay. Okay. I just wanted you to hear the word fear not a lot. Get it in your heart. Fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not. God is a lot of them in there. Do not fear, do not be afraid, fear not. Okay. Okay, okay, I guess I gotta have another one. Okay, Luke 12:32. Jesus said, do not be afraid, little flock. Your Father has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom. There he is, that tenderness again. I just love God's tenderness and his graciousness. Jesus, God, Holy Spirit, they speak in tender words. They're tender words. Because you know what? If you really think about it, you know, the Lord is our shepherd, and he's with this flock of, like, for instance, a real shepherd is out there in his field. Them sheep don't like loud noises or big bangs or anything like that, you know? So that's why God speaks tender to us. We are his flock, flaky as we are. Okay. Okay. Now, think, this is it, y'all. The bottom line is, the more knowledge you have of your Heavenly Father, the less you will fear. You will believe and know his understanding, And he is looking into your situation the second he hears it, because he knows it, but he wants to hear it from your little mouth, okay? Isaiah 40:28. This is a good one, y'all. His understanding is unmeasurable. When I first saw that scripture, I was heading for a divorce, y'all. Okay, and I thought, God, his understanding, he knows exactly how I'm feeling. I don't know what to do about this situation. His understanding is unmeasurable. I love about God. God is so good. Trust God no matter what. I have a little, I don't know if I look at it enough, though. On my desk, I write things in big letters, y'all. So when I'm passing by my desk, I can just see it at a glance. Okay, I write on sticky paper. I put it on my desk and it says, and I put on here, God's got this. You know what? Really, it does. It relieves you. You know, well, God's got this. You know, like even if you ask pastor to do something for you, you don't have to worry about it anymore. He will do it. He's a man of his word, and he's just an earthly man. Think of our Father in heaven, who sent his son to die like he did. Here is one way to help alleviate fear. Pray. Okay, because y'all know that. Pray. Don't wait till the last thing. Pray. Okay, I better use this. Okay. Okay. Even a groan will reach the throne. I like that. I found that somewhere. That's true. It is true. Okay, well, this is the Passion Translation. I just found this the other day. It's called the Passion Translation. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Okay. Don't be pulled in different directions or worried about anything. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God. Overflowing with gratitude, tell him every detail of your life. He wants to hear it. I think there's something about that too. Whew, God knows that I'm, you know, about to die or something like that. Okay. And then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding. And then I didn't like the rest, so I put in here New King James. His peace will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And I read this little ditty somewhere. Anxiety refuses to share the heart that has gratitude. Okay, y'all, there is a release when you have told God everything that you are concerned and anxious about. I know he says cast your cares on him and cast your cares on him, but he still pray and tell him everything, okay? Now he tells you, after you've told him, he tells you that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you have just asked or think to ask him. Hallelujah for that scripture. That is Ephesians 3:20. You know, believing is not something you always like to do or feel like doing. Engaging your faith. Okay. It's a decision you make. It's a decision. I decided to engage my faith about my eye. You know, of course, what choice do I have? You know, but I decided to engage my faith about my eye. Okay. Just as faith is a powerful force, there is also a force opposed to faith called fear. Fear is the reverse gear of faith. It is actually faith in the devil's ability to eliminate your faith. Okay. Ephesians 6:16, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The shield of faith is like a spiritual plexiglass. Pray that I get up. Okay. You see what I mean? That's God. Oh, she's crossing herself. This is you all the time. That is you all the time with God. Okay, and I'm going to give you all the scriptures on it. Okay. Psalms 3:3. You, O Lord, are a shield about me. I love that scripture. That's Psalms 3:3. You, O Lord, are a shield about me. And that's how I always picture it, like that. Okay. Psalms 115, 9, 10, and 11. Psalms 115. All three of those verses say, He is their help and their shield. He says it three times right in a row. He is their help and their shield. Now also, God's word spoken through your mouth is a shield. Is a shield. Y'all know that. Is a shield that stops the fiery darts of the evil one. You must open your mouth. That is the truth. You must open your mouth. And I got to thinking, I've had a panic attack. You know, some people have, you know, and it's real because of that force of fear. It's like, well, I can't hit myself right here, but it's whoom, you know. Maybe you can't utter nothing, but you know what? You get your Bible and just put your eyes on the Word. That's what I've had to do. I've just put my eyes on the Word. Put my eyes on the Word. And faith started rising. Faith started rising. There's faith right sitting on top of the letters in the Word. Okay. Okay. Just testimony. Okay. It was September. Ish went to Texas for about 5 or 6 days. I was alone for the first time without my dog. I mean, you know, no companion, nothing in the house, nothing to, you know, to pet or make me feel good or bark, you know. Of course, he got so sick I had to do the barking. But anyways, I was going to stay at Patty's, and then I was going to stay at my neighbor's house, and then I was going to ask my neighbor's daughter if she would stay with me. See, I wasn't confronting. You know, I wasn't confronting my fear, okay? But I was locked and loaded. Locked and loaded this time, baby. And I don't mean a gun. I mean, I wrote on sticky notes all over my desk, sticky notes, big, large, black letters, the scriptures that had to do with God is my shield, God is my help, God is my strength, God is my strong tower. Yeah. I run into him and I am safe. Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, I slept like a baby. Because, I mean, you know, if he tried to, you know, do anything, you know, well, I'll tell you what he used to do. I'm telling you, he's such a creep. Anyways, so when I did have my dog, anyways, and he went out of town to look at the machines for his work at Martin Army Hospital, okay? Don't you know that probably the day after Ish left, the smoke alarm would go off? Never has ever went off when he's in the house, but the minute he left, and I mean about five different times, y'all, after he left the smoke alarm, in the middle of the night, you know, it's a horrible noise. That is an awful noise. You ought to change that noise. That'd be just terrible. You know, but I mean, you know, not this time, though. Amen. I mean, I love the scriptures. I love the scriptures. And they envelop me. They just bring me up. Okay. I read an article. It stated that people who do not face and deal with their fears, find that fear grows larger. But it don't have to, y'all. Don't get excited. It don't have to. Okay. Confronting those fears will take away their power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And think about this. You know the devil's what ifs. Oh, boy, I'm telling you. I could write a book, and I'm sure you could, Pastor, too, or half the people in here. He said, he has been saying, what if? You can't see out of this eye. Then what are you going to do? You can't see out of this. Then you can't see out of that. What are you going to do? And I mean, I hear this day and night, but I'm thinking it's going to be soon because he's really revving it up, y'all. You're going to be bad in this eye. I did get a bad report in this eye, but I didn't receive it. I mean, I smack dab did not receive it, and I've been coming against it. And I've been saying the scriptures that he himself gave me right in my spirit for this eye, okay? What if you lose your job? What if you get sick and can't pay your bills? What if? And you know, they're so subtle. Sometimes you don't catch them. You don't catch them, okay? He's subtle. And sometimes the devil will scream, though, you know, because he hasn't got enough what ifs in you yet. Tell him, what if I get a large check in the mail? What if I get a better paying job? What if someone pays my car note for 6 months, pays off my phone? I mean, let him have it. Let him have it. Think positive. You will have peace. Okay. Now listen, this is just a testimony. Just this week, or Friday, Ish was just going in for a routine procedure, which I will not name because he would kill me if I did. Okay. A routine procedure, but listen, this is what I heard. I'm not kidding you. This is what I heard. But something is going to go wrong and he's going to die. I heard it. Okay, listen to this. Faith comes by hearing, but so does fear. Come by hearing. I got that from you, Pastor. That's the best thing I ever heard. Okay. Because somewhere rolling around in my brain years ago or something, I had heard a testimony of a woman's husband who had went in for a routine procedure and he died. You see what I mean? Faith comes by hearing. Fear comes by hearing. So I wrote on my sticky notes. Okay. First I said it out of my mouth, and then I wrote it on a note in big black letters. Jesus, take care of Ish. And the minute I wrote it down, that peace came. Right. Jesus, take care of Ish. That was it, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love God. He's faithful. 1 Corinthians 15:57. Oh, get these in your heart. 1 Corinthians 15:57. Thanks be to God who I put in there always, but it's not in the scriptures that I could find it. Thanks be to God who always gives us the victory through Jesus Christ. Okay, here, I got another song going. Here, go. I'm not kidding. I sing this. Because I heard somebody say, probably Hankins say one time, if victory is yours all the time, you ought to be rejoicing all the time. Okay. Praise God. Isn't that good? Okay. The song is, victory is mine, victory is mine, victory is always mine. According to the word, I have what I heard. Victory is always mine. See, I love that. Get it in your spirit. And I'm not sure, Pastor, you'd have to tell me this. When we're singing like that, and you know, he really can't put a whole bunch of what ifs right there because, you know, you're putting it out. Okay. James 4:7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. He will flee. God said so. Okay. 1 John 5:4. 1 John 5:4. For whosoever is born of God, are you born again? Overcomes the world, and what's in the world? Fear. Hallelujah. Now, you need to do now what you know to do. Recognize fear for what it is, then reject it, resist it, speak God's words. Recognize it, resist it, and speak God's word. Okay. Proverbs 46:1, and I'm going to read this in three different translations. I liked it. Okay. The first translation, 46, Psalms 1, God's word translation. God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in the times of trouble. That is why we are not afraid. Like that. Okay. Listen to this one. This is the Passion translation. God, you're such a safe and powerful place to find refuge. You're a proven help in time of trouble. More than enough, and always available when I need you. This is the voice. It doesn't say voice translation. It's like I found it on my my app with the Bible sump, you know, whatever that is, y'all. You need to tell me what that is. Okay. It's called the voice. God is our shelter and our strength. When trouble seems near, God is nearer. And he is ready to help. So why run and hide? No fear, no pacing, no biting of fingernails. Like that translation. Okay. Okay, here's the thing of it is. Pastor had another time that was so good. You know what, I guess we don't have the time, or, you know, maybe it's too much trouble, but you've got to meditate on the scriptures. You've got to meditate on the scriptures. Okay, especially if you're in the area of fear, God is your shield, meditate on God as your shield, God as your help, God as your strength, God as your ever-present help in the time of trouble. And I want to use this one, Joshua 1:9. That's Joshua 1:9. He says, do not be afraid. Now listen, he says, I have commanded, and I will be with you wherever you go. Do not be afraid wherever you go. That's a good one right there. Wherever you go, whatever you, if you're on a toilet, I mean, I will be with you wherever you go. You think he, you know what? Some of the worst what ifs come while you're on the toilet. Okay, sorry. Praise God forevermore. Give God glory.